let's double your business revenue. How? Arian helps you save time and money by helping you through your employment challenges. A recent study revealed that organizations like Arian can help you double your revenue by handling your HR tasks like payroll, benefits, onboarding, and compliance. With Arian as your HR partner, you'll also experience more productivity, better benefits, and mitigated risk, all while doing what you love to do, your business. Start increasing your revenue. Visit AURION.com.
When you think about AARP, you no doubt think about aging. In reality, AARP Iowa is all about family. From lifting up family caregiving concerns to the Iowa legislature, to providing reliable information on fraud, to supporting art and culture, AARP is all about creating a better state for all of us. Learn more and get connected with the real possibilities of AARP Iowa. Google AARP Iowa and let's get started with you and your family. AARP Iowa. We're really about possibilities. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour Week in Review here on News Talk 1540 KXEL. And we've said it before, we'll say it again. Happy Father's Day. Stocks closed well off session lows on Fridays as worries about a U.S.-China trade war seemed to decrease just a little bit. The Dow ended 84 points lower after dropping as much as 280 points on the day. The S&P 500 shed 0.1%, and the NASDAQ lost 0.2%. The major indexes fell sharply earlier after Trump administration said it would impose a 25% charge on up to $50 billion of Chinese goods. And that, of course, raised all kinds of fears between a trade war with the U.S. and China. In a statement on Friday, President Donald Trump said the measures would affect Chinese goods, quote, that contained industrial significant technologies, without specifying those products. Anyway, those products came to light later in the day, and China promptly responded to the Trump administration's announcement, with the Chinese Commerce Ministry saying it will implement tariffs on the same scale as the United States. Can we officially say we're in a trade war? Well, maybe we have to wait until the 6th of July. Shares of Boeing and Caterpillar both dropped more than 1.5% following the news. The two stocks are highly sensitive to increased trade tensions because of a large chunk of their business comes from overseas. Interestingly enough, Treasury yields also fell. Benchmark 10-year note yield, that traded at 2.92%. Short-term 2-year note also fell to 2.55%. Oil ended the week slightly down, which should point to better fuel prices, and gold was also down a bit. When we come back, a conversation with Mike Owen from the Iowa Policy Project. We're talking taxes. Who pays? Who doesn't? Who gets money back from the state of Iowa? We're talking business and taxes next on the Business News Hour Week in Review here on News Talk 1540, KXEL.